powered by Clear Vision Development Group. This is Better Than Before with Tony Richards, a business leader's podcast. Each week, we'll provide you with top business insights, fresh perspectives from world-class guests, and the tools you need to lead better than before. And now, here's your host, author and business coach, Tony Richards.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Better Than Before. This is Tony Richards, and on today's show, we're going to be doing another show on execution. That's right. We've done an entire series on execution, and we're going to continue that today. And this is going to be show number 5 on execution that we're going to be dealing with the principles of execution, and we're going to continue down the path of rhythm. And we talked about rhythm the last time we were on the show, talking about the 3 big principles of execution. And now we're going to dive deep into one of those principles, which is rhythm. And today we're going to talk about the meetings that help you establish a rhythm. We're going to kick off with the very first one, and that is the morning huddle. Also, I'm going to have 5 big quotes to help inspire your week coming up on today's program, which is sponsored by University Subaru. University Subaru, homegrown and proud of it. Stand by. I'll be right back to talk about daily huddles here on Better Than Before on the C-Suite Radio Network.
There's nothing quite like the love of a good dog. At University Subaru, it seems to us they're all good. See special pet-friendly features in the new 2021 Subaru Outback and Forester. It's never been easier to hit the open road with your best friend and to keep them safe with Subaru all-wheel drive. Subaru is dog-tested and dog-approved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru, and a dog, a dog. University Subaru, Columbia, homegrown and proud of it.
Are you working twice as hard but enjoying fewer rewards? Maybe you're highly accomplished, but you just can't seem to break through and make the next big move. Or you run a business that has begun to grow stagnant. It doesn't have to stay that way. Even the best leaders have felt as if their careers were spiraling out of control. But that's when they had to lead and lead big. Tony Richards' new book, The Big Idea, 52 Ways to Be a Better Leader Now, will help launch you forward in leadership. Learn how to take charge and lead yourself, lead others, and lead your company. Purchase online today at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and our website, clearvisiondevelopment.com.
Welcome back to Better Than Before. This is Tony Richards, and I used to think having a meeting every single day with a team would be a little overkill, right? But after several years of actually seeing them work with clients and also putting them in place in a company that I ran some years ago, I've really found that this daily execution huddle is hard to beat. It's hands down one of the most impactful meetings that you can have in your company. And if you're a sports fan at all, can you imagine having just some guys run out on the basketball court and play the game? Everybody just kind of rolls in and goes out on the court without a huddle. But no, they all huddle together. And sometimes after every play, if there's a dead ball, they'll huddle up real quick just to get in sync about what they're about to do and what everybody's job is and what they're expecting out of each other and what kind of defense they're playing or maybe what kind of offense they're going to run. And for companies, a short daily huddle is pretty critical because what it does is it weaves together execution of your weekly, monthly, quarterly, and annual meetings. And the intent behind the daily huddle is to take a pulse, to make sure you're on track and have what you need to be effective. These meetings also create psychological safety, which is really important in culture because you feel tighter as a team and you feel like you're emotionally connected to each other. And you also feel like you're informed. You know what's going on and what you're trying to accomplish. And we all like to be part of a tribe we trust. And so the cross communication that happens across all the different channels comes together in these daily huddles. One day I was in a Best Buy and I was with somebody else, and there was a group of people all in a circle and all that. And then after their huddle broke up, they all got together and gave each other a high five or whatever. And then they went on through the store and started helping people. Then I wasn't sure what they were doing, but then I recognized, okay, it's their huddle, right? So I asked the manager and one of the people I'd seen in the meeting, and they told me that they meet once, sometimes twice a day in a different part of the store to include different people in different departments. And the store ran really well because everybody always knew what was going on. If a shipment was coming in, or if they needed more people in the back, or they needed more people out on the floor, or if a particular item was going to be really hot or going on sale, the huddle set the plan and the tone for that day shift. And so I'm not saying that you necessarily could use this or it might work for you, but I'm telling you, it works really, really well for the companies that use it effectively. The daily meeting is really a point of unification and is really, really powerful. Daily meetings can't work if the people don't understand what they're for and they can't bring them to life, or they don't have the discipline to keep this huddle going. So you got to train your team that it is the daily central communication channel for stuff that impacts everybody, versus the one-on-ones where people sometimes think about, okay, you're my one-on-one is the time when my manager is going to communicate with me. The daily huddle is the daily central communication channel for everybody on the team, right? And if you do them right, you can save maybe an hour a day of little interactions here and there and wasted time and updates and emails and all other kinds of things if that daily huddle is run right. And so a couple of things that I want to tell you. Best practices anyway. And for most teams, the meeting happens 4 days a week. Well, why 4 days? Well, the fifth day is for the weekly meeting. And so you have a weekly meeting once a week. That happens on the fifth day. The 4 days are reinforcing everything you talked about in the previous fifth day's weekly meeting. Another best practice is make sure it's a stand-up meeting. Everybody will be quicker. The meeting will move along faster. Everybody will be more energized rather than people sitting around or eating their breakfast or whatever. People will be locked in and they need to be in person. You can do them with remote workers, but everybody has to be on screen with their camera on. You can't do it with your camera off. You have to be engaged, because engagement is one of the big goals of this meeting. You want to use a timer, especially in the early going, to make sure that it's 7 to 10 minutes for the most important stuff. And after you go over 10 minutes, you can easily creep into 20 or 30 minutes. So you want to keep it under 10 minutes if possible. So when the timer goes off, everybody knows we got to hurry and get this in so we can get on about what we're doing. So if you need a buffer until you get used to the 10-minute time, maybe you set it for 8 minutes. And that gives you 2 minutes then to start to wind down and wrap up and speed everybody up for the last 2 minutes so you can get in on time. And then the other thing is you really need to be prepared and organized. The person running the huddle needs to know how to run a really tight, quick meeting, how to facilitate fast, how to move the meeting on if somebody gets windy or wordy or whatever, not to be rude and not to just cut them off, but just to hurry them up and move on. There's an art to that facilitation that the more times you run a meeting like this, the better you will get. Now, what does this 10-minute meeting agenda look like? Well, everyone brings data, what they've learned that they've been encountering in their job. They bring data on what they need. If someone later brings up something that should have been shared at the daily meeting, ask them to bring it the next daily meeting. The meeting is about status. It's not problem solving. If necessary, then you meet offline and bring solutions to the next day's meeting, or you break off to a separate meeting, but you don't bog down the daily huddle trying to solve problems that take more than 10 minutes. And then nobody else gets to weigh in or check in or get their turn. So you got to be careful that you know how to shelve stuff or table stuff or park stuff so that that can be solved by the people who need to solve it separate from the huddle. Let's go down maybe a sample agenda. So first item, what's up? So what's up is what's going on today that we all need to know, good or bad, or a product launch. Somebody important is coming in the store. There's a power outage possibly going to happen around 2 o'clock. Make sure everybody participates. Go around the room to hear from every person, circling each agenda item, right? So it's a smaller group, like for an executive team, a marketing team, an accounting team. This is, the meeting is not for 50 people. If you want to do a daily huddle with a group of 20, 30, or 50 or more, you're just going to have to manage the agenda differently to get done in 10 minutes, because the more people you have, the longer it's going to take. Number two, you want to have a daily metric. You want to report in on the top 3 to 5 numbers in case you need to make adjustments. You want to put the numbers on a digital board or a whiteboard and ask owners of each one of the KPIs for an update on that number. If something's either really good or really bad, you may need to have a special meeting after the meeting to follow up. Remember, don't bog down the meeting. And if you don't have anything that you can use for sophisticated data reporting, you can find a daily metric that's relevant to you, like sales numbers that are easy to track or a leading or lagging indicator. Another thing is you want to have maybe a different KPI to talk about every day. Accounting, operations, customer feedback, inventory, cash conversion cycle, production, shipping. The key is to stay connected to the numbers meaningful for the business. Everyone in the team learns and stays focused on what matters most every time you talk about the numbers. All right, here's another one that can easily turn into a longer meeting, so you got to manage it right. But number three is, where are you stuck? And this section is for, what do you need to make sure you have a productive day? And where are you bottlenecked? In other words, where are you stopped? If you're running the meeting, some things you can fix yourself. Some might benefit from somebody else in the huddle, may know the answer. But sometimes just articulating a problem helps somebody to find their own solution. I know, like at Spotify, the quasi radio company that everybody listens to these days, people work in small teams with a common whiteboard and they write where they're stuck. And anybody walking by can see it and offer a fix for the problem. So you're going to want to customize the daily huddle for your business and for your team. And so here are just a few thoughts. These are just random thoughts I'll throw out there. Depending on the culture of your business and the type of company, you might want to customize this meeting to suit you. You could add things like personal updates from people. Of course, it's fine for someone to say, hey, I just want to let everybody know that Joanne had her baby, or something like that, right? That's always fine. But if you want a personal update from all your team members, you can add that in. But remember, you got to keep it in the 10-minute realm. So a lot of times when you add something in, something else has to go. I had a client who had a joke of the day. Their culture was kind of loose and funny. So somebody was responsible for bringing a joke to the huddle every day. And it was a different person, right? Who's supposed to, they took turns. Something positive. Bring something positive, a quote or a saying or something to energize the group. I had a client once who did a word of the day because it was a learning organization. They like learning things new. So they were adding to their vocabulary. It passed around the group to bring in a word that was an unusual word, not used in everyday conversation, and the meaning of that word to share everybody. And then I had even another client who would bring in words from different languages and share that. So that was interesting. And maybe an opportunity of the day. You want to engage the critical people for this daily meeting, a maximum of 10 minutes. So remember, you can change up the agenda, but you still got to bring it in 10 minutes. You still got to get across the important things that they need to know about that day. And everybody gets to give their input and weigh in. So there's a lot of different things you can do with this. And once people get used to it, people start having all kinds of creative ideas on what could be added to the daily huddle. But you got to make sure that it is a daily huddle, not a daily 20-minute meeting, half an hour meeting, 45-minute meeting. It's 10 minutes to get everybody organized around what do we need to do. And then you've seen sports teams break their huddle, team on three. 1, 2, 3, team. And then everybody breaks, right? That's what we're looking for. And so there's some stuff about the daily huddle that I think will help you. Stand by. I've got five big quotes that will energize your week coming up next here on Better Than Before.
There's nothing quite like the love of a good dog. At University Subaru, it seems to us they're all good. See special pet-friendly features in the new 2021 Subaru Outback and Forester. It's never been easier to hit the open road with your best friend and to keep them safe with Subaru all-wheel drive. Subaru is dog-tested and dog-approved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru, and a dog, a dog. University Subaru, Columbia, homegrown and proud of it.
Receive weekly coaching tips from Tony Richards, delivered straight to your inbox. Whether you're a CEO or an entrepreneur, Tony can help you reach your goals and give you a competitive edge within your industry. Tony's Monday morning coaching memo covers topics ranging from leadership development to teamwork to company culture and more. Text the word leadership to 38470 to sign up for Tony's Monday morning coaching memo. Or sign up online at clearvisiondevelopment.com.
Welcome back to Better Than Before. I'm Master Coach Tony Richards, and I've got five big quotes to inspire your week for you right now. Number one is, self-interest is the enemy of all true affection. Tacitus. Number two, it requires a strong constitution to withstand repeated attacks of prosperity. J.L. Basford. Big quote number three, anybody who gets away with something will come back to get away with a little bit more. Harold Schomburg. Big quote number four, the force of selfishness is as calculable as the force of gravitation. Hilliard. And big quote number five, success has ruined many a person. Ben Franklin. Well, that's our show today. Better Than Before is sponsored by our good friends at University Subaru. University Subaru, homegrown and proud of it. You can follow me on Twitter at TonyRichards4. You can join our free Facebook page, and that is Tony Richards Speaker Author Coach. It's absolutely free. Just come over and hit the like button to like our page, and you're in. Special thanks, as always, to our super producer, Tessa Hall, for always making me sound so good. And until we visit again next week, I'm Tony Richards, reminding you that everything gets better when you get better.
For listening to Better Than Before with Tony Richards, a business leaders podcast powered by Clear Vision Development Group. For more resources from Tony, visit clearvisiondevelopment.com. Join us next time for another episode of Better Than Before with Tony Richards. This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com. This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.